We're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
And there is no telling just what God is going to do before we dismiss this service today. Do you believe that? That's the kind of great God that we serve. Why don't you look at somebody before you're seated and tell them He's great, and He's greater than you even think. He's great. He's great. And then you can be seated. God bless you guys. Yes, He's great, and He's greater than you even think. Amen. Welcome, everybody. How are we doing? We do have that Facebook live stream already coming up. We got Facebook Live, and I just encourage everybody in the room to pull out your smartphones and go ahead and pull up our Facebook Live and like it and share it. And what do we have here? Oh, my goodness. Everybody say hello to Marco's Pizza. Can we give Marco's Pizza a hand? Hey, come on right up. Hey, what's your name? Lourdes, what do we have here today? What pizzas do we order?
We have extra large cheese, garden, and a cheeseburger.
All right. Hey, y'all hungry for some pizza today? Yeah. Did anybody eat some pizza? Excellent. Why don't y'all get some pizza? Here, this is for you. Hey, wait, learn this, Christians. You tip people. All right. Amen. You tip people, and you tip them well. Can I get an amen? All over the world. Amen. Thank you, Lourdes. We really appreciate it. We're glad to be Marco's Pizza's neighbor. They're right across the street. They just opened up really recently, and we thank you so much. You can go ahead and hand that pizza off right there. Excellent. So we're going to be having pizza today. How's that for fun? Are y'all having fun yet? Welcome to the first week of our new series. It is called God of Fun. And this is an important series. There are some people that might hear this series and go, what in the world are they talking about? Thank you, Lourdes. Have a great day. You come back and see us sometime. This is an important message that God, the God of the Bible, is a God of fun. We attribute a lot of things to God, but usually not fun. This ought to sound familiar. God is righteous. God is true. God is just. God is creator. We sang about some of these things already today. Light. He is love. He is peace. God is victory. God is healing. God is forgiving, merciful, full of grace. This list can go on and on and on. You have heard sermon after sermon about these truths about God. But rarely has the church declared that God is a God of fun. Can you say God of fun?
God of fun?
There aren't many songs about God being a God of fun. There aren't too many sermon series about God being a God of happiness. That God is a God of joy. In this series, we're going to declare that God is a God of
fun.
Let's try it again. That God is a God of
fun.
That's right. We're going to declare that God is a God of happiness, blessing, and joy. We are going to declare that God's people should be happy people. God's people should be happy people who are filled with laughter and have smiles on their face. That's God's people. This is an important and often overlooked truth, and I want you to make plans to be here for the rest of the series, okay? It's beyond today. You make sure to be back here the next week, okay, as we talk about this. There have been many sermons preached in churches that use this phrase or something close to it. I want you to pay attention to this phrase right here. God wants you to be holy, not happy. I've heard it preached like this before. God's not interested in your happiness. He's interested in your holiness. And while it is absolutely true, Ackley, that God wants and even requires holiness from our lives, at the same time, this teaching that God wants you to be holy and not happy implies that God does not desire you to be a happy person. And I would tell you today, that's not true. This teaching implies that you can't be happy and holy at the same time. God wants you to be holy, not happy. Like you can't be both? I would tell you, you absolutely can be both. And it also implies that there might be something wrong with happiness. Like maybe happiness is a sin. That's kind of implied there. And I'm going to just tell you, that's just not the case. I had a pastor's wife growing up, the pastor's wife in my church, growing up as a young kid, her name was Shirley Stover, and she was a firebrand. She was awesome, but she used to say in jest, she said, "If it tastes good, I can't eat it. If it tastes good, I can't eat it." She was on a diet for her health, and that diet seemed to her, the quickest way to explain her diet was that simple. If it tastes good, the doctor says I can't have it. It's probably fried or it's probably coated with sugar, so I can't have it. It's not on my diet. Can you say those words with me? If it tastes good, I can't have it. Now, was this true? Are all the tasty foods unhealthy? Do all healthy foods taste terrible? Good, I got somebody preaching with me today. I like it. Of course this isn't true, but your perception can become your reality. Can you say with me, your perception is your reality. If you've never had pizza before, if you had never had pizza before, but you had heard that it was gross, it would give you the perception that pizza is gross. You never had a pepperoni pizza before. You never had one of these Marco's pizzas before. And so somebody says, man, pizza, that's the nastiest stuff I ever tasted. That would give you the belief system that pizza was something to avoid. Then when the first time you were ever offered a chance to eat pizza, to enjoy a slice of pizza for the first time, you might have turned it down. Why? Because you had a perception. And that perception then becomes your reality. You just heard pizza was bad, but then it becomes your reality where you are propagating the truth that pizza is bad. No, thank you. I heard enough about pizza. I don't want it. Wouldn't it be sad to let a false perception be your reality? All right, maybe you'll amen this. Wouldn't it be sad to live in a false reality where pizza is gross? Can I get an amen on that? Wouldn't it be sad to live in a life where you mistakenly thought pizza doesn't taste good? I shouldn't have pizza. That's a false perception, and it's a false reality. Because I love pizza so much, I would try to save you from such a terrible perception. So let's have pizza today. How is it? It's amazing. I'll preach. Good. Y'all, Marcos is right across the street. We'll head over there someday. I love pizza so much that I want to save you from the terrible perception that pizza is no good. Can I tell you, you have some people that are friends of yours that have the perception that God is not good, that God doesn't love them. They have the perception that God is no fun. They have the perception that God is just a God of no. Can I do that? Heaven says no. Can I do that? Heaven says no. That's their perception. I don't know about you, but there's something that stirs up inside of me. I want to save somebody from the false perception that our God's not a God of wonderful, awesome things, even better than pizza. Can you clap your hands? Carefully put down your pizza slice and clap your hands if you believe that about our God. If you have the perception that pizza is gross, I want to change that for you today. If you can change your perception, then you'll change your reality. Christians need to change our perception about some things. Redemption Church, I'm not just talking about Christians at large. I'm talking to you. Redemption Church, there may be some false perceptions in our minds and in our hearts. We might have this belief system. If it's fun, I can't do it. I know Christians that have said those things. I have been a Christian who have said those things and believed those things. If it's fun, I can't do it. How about this one? Being wealthy or successful in business is a sin for a Christian. Oh man, really? If you are struggling, it means God is mad at you. Oh, absolutely. If you're struggling, it means God's not happy with, oh, you got a flat tire. It must mean that heaven is now angry at you. Right? Christians should only listen to choir singing from hymnals. That's a perception. Right? Oh, my goodness, it needs to be a Gregorian chant. Or if it's not, if it feels good, don't do it. How about this one? There are more things that we can't do than things we can do. We've got all these false perceptions rolling around in our head, and they're false, and they lead to a false reality. I would tell you any reason, if you know somebody that doesn't love Jesus Christ, it's not because Jesus is not wonderful, it's because they have a false perception about Him. All right, all right. There, look out for those false perceptions, because they become your reality. I want to get this sentence in your heart. An unhappy Christian is living with a false reality that stems from a false perception. I'll say it one more time. Get this in your spirit. An unhappy Christian is living within a false reality that stems from a false perception. Over the next few weeks, we will be coming back to this very important idea. If you believe that God is not fun, you have a false perception. If you don't think being a Christian is fun, you have a false perception. If you equate sin to fun, you have a false perception. If you equate holiness to boring, you have a false perception. Let's change our perceptions, because if we change our perceptions, we're going to change our reality. All right, somebody's preaching with me. I like that. That's fun. I want to present to you today the God of fun and pizza. The God of fun and pizza. First off, and I mean literally first off, creation. Today I'm gonna give you the undergirding proof that God is a God of fun, and it starts with creation. To really get a glimpse of the God of fun, we need to start at the very beginning, because He is fun from the very beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What kind of God do we have? We have a creator God. Our God is creative. Any creative people in the room? Do you love creating things? Anybody like getting their hands dirty and working with something? Anybody like to see something broken? When you see something broken, there's something that goes, you know, if I could just work with that enough, I bet I could get that working. You got that from your Father in heaven. He is a creator God, and He is a fun, creative God. Verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1. Now the earth was formless. Somebody said formless. And empty. Somebody said empty. Darkness. Somebody said darkness. Covered the surface of the watery depths. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. All right. So what existed before God created? Formlessness stuff. Empty things. Dark things. But the Creator, He creates something. He creates, He says, let there be light. And suddenly, no more darkness. Suddenly, no more emptiness. Suddenly, no more formlessness. Doesn't that sound like fun? God steps into the scene and says, this place is empty. This place isn't put together, and it's dark and it's formless. I'm not going to leave it this way. I'm going to create something. And He starts with light. He didn't stop there either. I want to tell you today that creation is fun. Creation is fun. The planet Earth with oceans and land, the sun, the moon, stars and other planets, creatures in the water, creatures in the sky, creatures on the land. These are the days of creation. God created these, and every single one of them is fun. Absolutely. You could travel for the rest of your life and not see everything that this Earth has to offer. You wouldn't even come close. You could travel all over the Metroplex in your lifetime and probably never experience all the fun things that are even in this Metroplex. You see, God created this world and everything in it, and He did it for fun purposes. You could travel the rest of your life and never see all there is to see on the earth. Does that sound like fun to you? Oh, absolutely. Doesn't sound like it's limitless fun. You could stare into the sky forever through the largest telescope we have, the Hubble telescope, and build a spaceship to explore the space, But you could not even come close to experiencing even 1% of what the universe has to offer, or unlocking the countless mysteries. Countless adventures await, and you see them right there in front of your eyes. Does that sound like fun? There are creatures in the sea, and there are creatures on land, and there are creatures in the air that we have not understood everything about them yet. We have not even discovered some of these creatures. Every once in a while, science is blown away. Whoa, we found a new species of something or other. Always comes up. The Creator gave us the giraffe. The giraffe. What a wildly fun animal the giraffe is. The zebra, the octopus, the hummingbird, the starfish, the whale, the duck-billed platypus, the penguin, the chimpanzee, the hippo. We could stand here all day and list wild, zany, crazy animals, and just animals that make your head go, wow, what a crazy-looking creature that is. The fluet family, that's a crazy group of animals right there. The fluet family went to the Fort Worth Zoo earlier this year, and the animals were so much fun. Even at the zoo, where all the animals are in one place for you to see at your own leisure, they have put them in places for you to just walk by and notice them and look at them in safe environments. Even then, we couldn't see all the animals in a single day. There was just too much. The God of fun created all these things, and we've never even experienced all that He has to offer. I was there with my young children trying to get them to experience all these new creatures, but myself, at the age of 37, found that I was still experiencing brand new fun. I took my kids to see the hippos. You ever see a hippo? Hippos are amazing. The hippos were in the water, and their eyes were just above the water, their ears just twitching, and then they're right there, they're just looking, and I'm just trying to let the kids know, no, those things are huge. You don't see all there is to see of the hippos. And so I talked to the hippos, like any good dad does. Father's Day's next week. I talked to those hippos. I said, hippos, get out of the water so my sons can see how huge you are. And you know what? One of those hippos started to move. Praise the Lord. And sure enough, that water, that hippo started to step out of the water, and there was just more of this huge hippo appearing. And I did it, and so did my kids. They all went, wow, there's more of him, there's more of him, there's more of this hippo. And then that hippo got out on the dry land, and I'm like, where are you going, hippo? Yeah, that's right. I talk to the animals at the zoo. I'm like, where are you, hippo? Where are you going? Where are you going? I was trying to figure out where the hippo's going. He got out of the water for us. I was expecting him to tell me. The hippo kept walking. And so I'm just wondering, what's this hippo going to do? Oh, kids, maybe he's walking over to the tree. He's going to rub himself against the tree. Maybe he has a scratch on his back. Kids, what do you think the hippo's going to do? Maybe he's going to go eat some chow over there, going to eat some of that straw. What is he going to do? No, that's not it. Is that maybe the hippo's going to go rest on that wall over there? No. I got as close as I could to figure out what this hippo is trying to do, when all of a sudden, this 2.5-ton hippo started to defecate wildly. And as this hippo did its business, its tail began to swing back and forth like a windshield wiper, and it just started to fly everywhere. Hippo feces everywhere. It was duck and cover time, trying to avoid the fecal matter of this large mammal. Your pastor was almost hit with hippo poop. And I want to tell you, that is funny. That is hilarious. I'm so glad I wasn't hit with that stuff. But we could not stop laughing. I don't care who you are. You might think that's just potty humor, but I found it hilarious. And life is filled with so many funny moments. Amen. Just like that. You have moments that you always tell that story. You've got your own hippo poop stories. Not literally. Life is filled with funny adventures like that every day. When was the last time you had a fun adventure? Creation is fun. God created all these things. And who did He create all this for? Us. You and me. He created it for us. Look at somebody and say, He created it for us. He created it all for mankind. He even invited Adam to name all the animals. He's the one who came up with aardvark. Don't you think God had fun creating all of this for us? I would tell you He did. I would tell you it wasn't just functional, because there's nothing really functional about a giraffe's neck. He created all for us, and He created us to enjoy it. Oh, absolutely. Do you realize that God designed us specifically to have fun? He created you specifically to have fun. Don't believe me? Well, God created the senses. Yeah. God created all these fun things, and then He gave you senses to enjoy them. Eyes to see the beauty of creation. Oh man, eyes are fun. Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands." And you've had those moments where your eyes see the most amazing, beautiful sunrise and sunset. You have a sunrise and a sunset every day, and every one of them is amazing. You've never seen a sunrise or a sunset that made you go, "Huh?" No, because the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. It's not meh at all. It's amazing. Your eyes see the handiwork of God. How about this one? Your nose to smell. Noses are strange, aren't they? They're strange. And amazing all at the same time. God created your nose, and there is nothing like the smell of good food, like a steak or pizza. Amen. That pizza, it came in the room. It filled the room. Your nose is just another way God has created you to enjoy the fun creation around you. Ears to hear. Imagine a world without music. Imagine no birds singing. Imagine never hearing your child's first words. How about this one? Taste. God could have made consuming food purely a functional act. You need to eat to survive. But God found a way for you to have fun with food. Some of us, we have too much fun with it. Amen, amen. God gave you taste buds, and we have been having fun eating ever since. How about this one? Touch, the fifth sense right here. You can feel the cool breeze on a warm summer's day. We usually take this stuff for granted, but you can feel a hug. And some of you, you would give anything if you could just have one more hug from your grandmother, one more hug from your grandfather. Oh, I'm in that list. I would do just about anything. You can't tell me that God didn't give us touch for fun. You see, God created everything around us for fun, and then He created us to experience fun. Say amen if I'm making sense. Am I making sense? God gave us brains. And this is kind of weird stuff I'm going to talk about. Just hang with me. Brains are really crazy things. It's a pink, squishy thing that floats in your head. There's like water. It's like 80% water, and it just like floats in your head, and it's pink and squishy. And this thing is nothing short of amazing. Your brain is fun. It is taking in all kinds of information and interpreting it right now. It is working in 360 degrees. It is telling you about the temperature in the room. It is telling you about all your five senses, what you're feeling in the room. It tells you memories. It does amazing stuff. Your brain is interpreting the colors you see. Without your brain doing that, there is no color. Your brain is interpreting the sound you hear, all you feel, all that you smell, all that you taste is your brain, that pink, squishy thing at work, just floating around in your head. In fact, if you ever spin around and you just spin around and then you stop and you get dizzy, that's the water around your brain is still moving. Isn't that crazy stuff? Your brain never sleeps. Your brain never sleeps. The dumbest person in the world doesn't have a sleeping brain. Even when you don't know it's working, your brain is working. Now, there are parts of your brain that they say shut down during sleep, and but your brain never completely shuts down or you die. Your brain is working. Your brain is working your heart. Your brain is working your digestion. Your brain is working all these things simultaneously. You say you're not good at multitasking. I think you're doing pretty good. Your brain hardly ever thinks about itself. Like, you don't sit around thinking about squishy, wet thing in your head floating. You don't think about that. You hardly ever think about your brain. In fact, it feels weird to think about your brain in your head, at least for me, to think about this squishy thing. Like, what would it feel like if that, what is that? You have these thoughts about it. It's floating around my head. It almost feels like an out-of-body experience to think about your brain. Does that make sense? It almost feels like Neo waking up to reality in the Matrix movie. You have this crazy thing inside of you that you never think about that is the most amazing thing on earth. And God gave it to every single one of us. It's your brain. When you think about your identity, you think about your body. Think about you. You think of a picture of yourself. Here I am. It's what I do. It's what I'm good at. You aren't a body, you're a brain. You think about your body, but you really aren't a body. You are this squishy, pink, alien-looking-like thing that is operating a body. Yes, that's right, Marshall. You are like Krang from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's you right there, amen? I think that's the first picture of Krang we've ever used in service. Your brain is driving a body. Your brain is driving a body. You think you're a body. No, you're an alien-like thing that's immeasurably powerful that's driving a body. And your brain can never keep up. Your body can never keep up with your brain. It's not even close. Your brain is so much quicker than your body. Sometimes you're frustrated. I can't do this fast enough. Your brain is that way all the time because your brain is so much quicker than your body. Your brain is like an overclocked computer processor. Fast. It is so fast. Your brain comes up with ideas. See, God's a creator, and all of your creative power, it takes place where? It takes place in this brain. The Bible says that you were made in God, the creator's image. And the ability to create is fun. The creator lets us create. The creator lets us dream. The creator lets us plan. The creator lets all this imagination come out of our brain and then gives us a body for our brains to use to do amazing things. When was the last time you even just thought about the amazingness of your brain? My goodness. Your brain is curious, right? I would tell you that curiosity is very fun. Asking questions is very fun. Like looking up in the night sky and thinking things. Oh, could there be other people on different worlds? I wonder, looking at a problem in the world, I wonder if we tried this, if that would solve that epidemic. That's curiosity, and it is fun. Right now, you can think of a happy memory. Your brain does it. And it can recall it back. It can recall the color. It can recall the smell. It can recall what you felt. It can recall all those things. Right now, you can think of a funny joke. Right now. Right this moment, your brain can start thinking silly thoughts that are actually inappropriate for the moment. And you'll actually have to stop thinking about that because you will start giggling. I hate to tell you, but I have thought of myself thinking wrong things at the wrong time and almost giggling like at funerals. It's me. I've done it. It's like, what is going on? Stop. Your brain is that way. Your brain is funny like that. Every human being has this curiosity inside them, and you look into the sky and wonder. You look at machinery and question how it works. You see problems, you try to figure it out. This is not some coincidence. This is all by design. The Creator did this. This was the Creator's doing, and it's amazing, and it's fun, and it's awesome. There is wonder and awe all around us, and there is wonder and awe even inside of us. If we aren't having fun, then perhaps we're doing things wrong. You were created for fun. Your perception is your reality. What is your reality today? Are you having fun? Why not? Why not? Here is true reality. James chapter 1, verse 17. You ready? Verse 17. You ready for some reality? Every generous act and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights with Him, and there is no variation of shadow cast by turning. The true reality is that God, right now, is giving you every good and perfect gift. He is giving you every generous act. He's giving it to you straight from heaven, straight from Him. Every good and perfect gift is coming to you right now from the Father. Can I tell you a word? I never really have equated this word to fun, but here's the word: repent. Repent. That's usually like a heavy word. Pastor usually pulls this word out the end of his sermon. It's like, oh, repent. Get the tissues ready. Whew, we're going to be here a while. Repentance. Repentance. Can I tell you, repentance is fun? Because you can start over with God. Oh my goodness. Starting over with God is amazing. You know what's really fun about forgiveness? About repentance? Here it is. God can and will forgive and forget your every wrong, but at the same time, still remember all the good things you've done. It's not like God has complete amnesia, that He forgets everything you've done wrong and every good thing you did also. And He's like, hey, who are you? I've never met you before. Like God is like 50 first dates kind of God. No. God, how fun is it that you can start over with God, wipe the slate clean of every wrong thing you've ever done, but yet He still remembers and celebrates and loves every good thing you've ever done. That's amazing. That's the God that we serve. Can I tell you about repentance today? You know what repentance is? It is a turnaround. It is to turn away from and turn towards something new. And there are some things in life, man, the funnest thing that could ever happen is if you turned away from it today. There are some habits in your life. You talk about fun, turn away from that today. You got some guilt in your life. You want to feel a lightness and a smile come on your life? Turn away from that guilt and turn away from that shame and turn towards a God who loves you, and He wouldn't have any of those dark, heavy feelings weighing on you. I want to tell you today that if you aren't enjoying all that God is giving you, you need to repent today. I want you to repent today. I want you to turn away from that. If you aren't enjoying the good things He's given you, turn away from it. If you aren't enjoying His creation, if it's been too long since you looked out at His creation and said, wow, repent of that today. If you aren't unleashing your potential, your creativity, your curiosity, I want you to repent. If you aren't letting that pink, squishy, amazing, floaty thing in your head go loose and do amazing things, repent of it today. If you aren't looking forward to each day and each moment, each conversation, each opportunity, repent of it. God has made those choices and made those opportunities for you. Repent. If you aren't blown away by the wonder and awe that is all around you and within you, I want you to repent today. And last, I want you to hear this. If you are an unhappy Christian, I want you to repent today. Now, let me be honest with you. Some of you might go, but Chris, you don't know what I'm going through. You stick with us in this series. You need to come back next week. We're going to talk about that. What do you do when life gives you lemons? What do you do when life is troubling? What do you do? There are some things that happen. I know what I'm talking about. I was in the emergency room with my child who was having convulsions. And let me tell you, it didn't seem like a bunch of fun. You come back, we're going to talk about it. But I want to tell you this. If you're an unhappy Christian, you are doing things wrong. If you don't have the joy of God in you, if you don't smile very often, I want you to repent of these things. You were created to smile. He created every one of the muscles that bring a smile to your face. He created all those taste buds, and He created all those ingredients that made that pizza today. He created every bit of it. He created that brain that could remember that good time. Even when you're going through a bad time, you got a brain that can recall with accuracy what it was like to sit around grandmother's breakfast table. Oh my gosh. God has given you the joy of the Lord, and it will be your strength. He's created you for so much better than perhaps you're experiencing right now. Will you repent today? Will you? Now we're about to talk to God, and I'm going to be inviting you to come to the front of this stage. Not that the front of this stage is a secretive, powerful place. I just want you to make a move in your life today. And so I would ask you to take a step from your chair as a way of saying, yeah, I'm going to repent of not being a fun person anymore. I'm going to repent of not being a fun dad or a fun mom. I'm going to repent of that, and I'm going to come to this altar. When you're coming today, you're taking that step. You are making that move. I want you to do it today. I'm going to invite you to come to the front and spend some time in prayer. Prayer is simply talking to God. Your perception might be that coming to this place makes you the worst sinner in the world. That might be your perception. Oh man, if I go to the altar and I pray, that means I got problems. That might be your perception. The true reality, that's your perception. Can I tell you the true reality? The true reality is that the person who preached to you today is as much as a sinner as anyone in this room today. So I'm going to be down here. It'll just be awkward if you let me come alone. I mean that with all my heart. The guy who preached to you today is as much as a sinner, much of a sinner as anyone in the room. And when you come to this altar, you are coming to talk to and hear from a God who loves you, not a God who's about to drop the hammer on you. Your perception might be that it feels weird to have someone pray for you. I get it. Oh, I know all about that. But the true reality is that it is going to be awesome when God answers that prayer. Amen. That's the true reality. It's going to be quite fun when you see that miracle take place. Your perception might be that you don't need to pray today. Somebody say, need to pray. Your perception might be, nah, this sermon totally wasn't for me. No, I wasn't feeling those songs. No, this church is weird. No, his suit doesn't even look good today. The true reality is that you absolutely do need to talk to God today. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care if you got money in the bank or no money in the bank. You absolutely need to talk to God today. There is no telling what God will do when you come talk to Him today. So will you come? Why don't you go ahead and come? You don't need me to say one other word. While you're coming today, I want to tell you that if you want special prayer, you come into the first 2 feet. That lets us know that you want us to pray with you. If you're looking at us online right now, why don't you repent? Why don't you repent of not being full of fun and full of happiness? If you got a problem in your life, why don't you unleash it on God right now? Just let God have it. Hand it over to Him. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank You for every person that's in this room right now. Lord, I thank You for all that You've given us, God. It says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above, the Father of lights. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank You for it. Lord, forgive us for not walking in it and living in it, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, minister to every person that's in this room right now and every person that's watching online. God, come on, let's talk to God in this house. He loves us. He cares for us. He created all this so that we'd have so much more than what we're experiencing now. In the name of Jesus, come on, let's talk to God.
For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com. We want to hear from you, so be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or even our anonymous question text line at 214-856-0550. Thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.